Hi, Marty Lurie here at Brandon Crawford. I'm going to ask you for your reaction to Ron Wotus. I think that's okay. What I like to do first.
Okay. Well, he's been my infield coach for the whole time I've been in the big league, so gotten to know Woe pretty well. And like you just said before we got on here, might know him better than any other player on the team. So just the amount of time I've been around him and worked with him.
When did you meet him, and what was your impression of first meeting him? What did he look like and feel like?
I don't know if I remember our first meeting. It was probably in spring training in 09. I had gotten called up for a couple spring training games, and I'm pretty sure I met the whole coaching staff at some point when I was up there for a few games. But so I'm sure I met him then, but I definitely remember working with him in the next spring training, which was my first big league camp. And just doing like some of the early work drills and how seriously he took those things. And that's like the most fundamental of fundamental drills that we would do. And he was always into those, and I still use those going into spring training every year.
Well, you helped, but he did make you a Gold Glover.
He did. I mean, I think I was a pretty good fielder coming up, but he definitely helped. Helped kind of buff out some of the edges. It kind of fine-tuned me once I came up, and you know, I was maybe a little over aggressive, I think, when I first came up, and would try to be too quick with everything, and ended up making a lot of errors actually the first couple months when I was up in 2012 anyway to start that season. And we worked on some things and talked about some things on slowing the game down and, you know, still trying to make great plays, but maybe not be in such a hurry. And, I think that's definitely helped me over the years. And I think the stat was I made 12 errors the first 2 months and then only 6 the next 4 months. So it was definitely helpful.
So what kind of a teacher is he? And, you do a lot of commercials about teaching and things like that. What is he like as a teacher?
He's great. I mean, he is easy to work with. You know, he understands when you've kind of grasped an idea and knows to kind of move on to maybe another thing. And I know for me that was trying to be too quick early on, like we talked about, and then. You know, I think once he kind of realized that I kind of had that under control, then, you know, he moved on to more positioning stuff and kind of fine-tuning some other things.
Well, you watch Ron Wotus prepare for a game with the tape and the video, and look, you're shifting all over the place. There's something to that madness that goes on in baseball today that he's mastered.
That's definitely something that that we should mention, is that he's never out prepared or out coached. You know, he puts a lot of work into looking at the opposing hitters and where they've been hitting the ball, not only for the year by looking at the spray charts, but looking at the swings and what they've done recently with certain pitches and certain types of pitchers. So, I mean, he puts a lot of work into that, and, you know, it helps prepare me going into the games.
Yeah, the other thing I notice about both of you, he gives you a lot of play, a lot of confidence to do things that maybe are not on the chart, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, he was a little stricter probably with it my first couple years, but I think he kind of saw the playmaking ability and like kind of the that I would learn the hitters and kind of see stuff for myself. And we would talk about stuff, but we still do. With certain things I see with hitters and where I think I should be maybe compared to what the spray charts say or what the analytics say and stuff like that. Just see stuff that I see on the field. And I mean, for years now, he's kind of trusted me with that. He gives me the kind of what he thinks I should do and then lets me kind of play off of that.
Good. All right, what about a third base coach? What kind of a third base coach is he? What does he say to you if he thinks, well, you didn't do this right or that right, or when you get the third?
I think he's been great. I mean, maybe a little aggressive at times, but I like that more than conservative personally. But I mean, I think he's done a great job over there, especially after not doing it for years, and then kind of jumping over there last year. But I mean, I'd have to look at the numbers, but I think his percentage of sends has been pretty good. But then, talking about maybe base running mistakes or something like that. He's the same way as he would talk to you about fielding. He's easy to talk to, and he wants you to learn.
I call him the professor.
I know. I've always liked that nickname.
But it fits him because of his detail, I think. It really fits him.
I agree, especially, with, like we said, like how good of a teacher he is and always being prepared.
All right. Last thought is he's funny. He's got an interesting personality. It's sort of engaging, like you want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely seen that over the years, and he does like to keep it light and joke around, but then once game time comes around or right before the game or taking ground balls, he gets a little more serious and wants to make sure we're approaching the game the right way and all that too. So I mean he's wound a little bit tighter on certain things, but definitely likes to keep it light for the most part and joke around, and I've always had a great time with him.
All right, so go back to the first question. It really wasn't a question. Ron Wotus, what comes to your mind when I say Ron Wotus? What's the first thing that comes to mind?
He's a great teacher. I think we covered the reasons why, but he's been a great teacher for me over the years.
Well, a pleasure. Of course, I've seen your whole career, so I know what went on, trust me. And you've had a great career. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you.
And you're still going. Very good.
Carmen Q here with Brandon Belt. I want to talk to you a little bit about Ron Wotus. Starting off, what kind of coach is Ron Wotus?
He's a great coach, and he's one of those guys that I view as a perfectionist, and I think that's a really good thing because that helps us ball players get to where we need to be. Where I'm a lot better ball player because of Ron Wotus than before I came into this league, and it's because he, just like Boach in his role, but Ron Wotus demands the best out of me, and he's not going to let me give up. He's not going to let me be content, be complacent. He's going to make sure I keep working. And I'm so thankful that he has been my coach for the past 9 seasons or however many, because if he wasn't, I wouldn't be the defensive player that I am today. I truly believe because of him that I'm able to affect the game by my defense. And, he's kind of shown me the way as far as that goes. And I'm very appreciative of what he's done for me.
So we call him the professor on our show because, again, he is such a teacher. Is there something specific that he taught you that you'll always carry with you throughout the games?
You know, I think a lot of it just has to do with routine and making sure you get out there every day. And, you know, like I said, don't become complacent because that's when you start to, you know, fail a little bit more. And, you know, obviously that's what we're trying to avoid. But he's one of those guys that he just wanted me to get out there and have a routine no matter how I was feeling. Just get out there, take a few ground balls, you know, get into the routine of making plays at first and making throws at second and stuff like that. And I think doing that stuff has really kept me on top of my game over the years. And that's something that I'll probably always remember.
And just in a last couple final words, what does he mean to you?
He means a lot to me. As I touched on a little bit earlier, I know for a fact I wouldn't be where I am right now if it wasn't for Ron Wotus. I believe he's turned me into a gold glove caliber first baseman. And I don't have any hardware to prove that right now, but I don't need it. And he knows that. So he's put me in this situation. He's helped me take care of my family now. He's been a big part of that. And he's shown me that I can, you know, affect the outcomes of games by how I play on defense. He's taught me how to separate my offense from my defense so I don't take a bad at bat out into the field. He's just been there the whole time. If I ever needed anything, I just can't say enough about what he's done for me. I could probably sit here all day and just think of things that he's done and how he's helped me. But honestly, that's kind of it in a nutshell. And I'm so appreciative for what he's done, and I hope I get to be around him for a long time.
Okay, thank you very much, Brandon.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Marty Lurie here, Buster Posey. Ron Wotus, and I always say, if I just say the name Ron Wotus, what comes to mind first for you?
It makes me happy to hear his name. He's a guy that I've become really close with over the last 10, 11 years. And when it comes to being prepared for a major league game, I think he's second to none. And it's probably something that people don't really get to hear about him a lot. But I mean, even now, you know, September 26th, you'll see him walking around, finding September call-ups, finding the everyday guys and saying, hey, guys, this is the plan. This is how we're going to pitch, blah, blah, blah. This is the strength of the outfielder's arm. This is we might be able to take a base on this. I mean, it's all-encompassing, and that's why I think, and you've heard his name floated around a lot as a manager, I think he would be such a good manager.
And as a teacher, what sort of a teacher is he? And you've been around teachers and a great college coach, a famous college coach. What sort of a teacher is Woe?
Well, I think, number one, he's got a passion for the game. I think that's what it takes to be a great teacher of anything, really, is he has such a passion for what he's trying to explain, and he genuinely wants the person that he's trying to teach get better from some of the knowledge and wisdom that he's gained over the years. And you know, again, it's the attention to detail. I think that he doesn't leave any stone unturned when he's trying to help somebody get better. And you know, it's interesting too to see different personalities and how some people might really embrace it, or it might rub people the wrong way. But that's never stopped him from trying to help the group get better.
You know, he met you as a very young man, and you're still relatively young, believe me. But he relates to younger players and older players, and seamlessly. I don't see much of a difference.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that goes back to what we talked about just a minute ago, why I think he would be such a great manager. And it's about being able to relate to the 22-year-old and the 32-year-old, the 36-year-old, and all the guys in between. And he's got a good understanding of what makes people tick at certain points of their career. And that's why he's been around for as long as he has.
Well, we call him the professor. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I think it's the hair, right? Hey, he looks like a professor.
Sure, doesn't he? Well, he claims his sister is the real professor, but she's interesting. But one other thought, a couple of thoughts for you. One, he works on the shift quite a bit. And you sit, I was thinking about you the other day. You sit back there and you've got the whole picture in front of you of all the shifts and all that. That's a little bit of his brainchild. And when it goes well, it's good. If the pitcher doesn't throw it where he wants it to be, sometimes it doesn't work. But he's kind of the architect of that.
Yeah, we try to, over the last couple of years, have tried to, when it works out, you know, give him a little shout out and say, that a boy, Woe, because I think more times than not, we point out when the shift doesn't work, and we don't point it out when it does. And Wotus, he wears it hard. If we're in a position that a guy beats the shift and maybe costs the pitcher a run, but obviously shifts work more times than not, or we wouldn't be doing it.
That's right. Yeah. Just ask the Pirates, who shift about 9,000 times a week, so we've seen that. Third base coach, you know, and you had Flan and other people as a third base coach. What's Woe like as a third base coach?
He's good. Everybody's got their different style, but just like anything else, he takes it so seriously, and he wants to know the outfielders' arms and the base runners, and he brings a calmness over there too. And I think that you could put him anywhere on a baseball field, and he would excel.
Yeah, and the other thing was getting to know him as I have. He's been on with us, you know, every Sunday morning at home for a good hour. When he speaks, I want to hear what he has to say. He has that engaging personality.
Yeah, I would agree. And again, it goes back to we were saying how great a communicator he is. And unfortunately, we were both rehabbing at the same place this winter. So I got to see how engaging he was just with everybody there. Just, you know, normal people coming in from knee surgeries and whatnot, and they want to talk baseball, and he's all about talking baseball with them.
A pleasure. Very good. Thanks, Buster.
Okay, thanks, Marty.
Very good. That's terrific. All right, Marty Lurie here, Mike Yastrzemski. Ron Wotus, when did you first meet him? What do you think?
Met him my debut, and first thing that kind of struck out to me was awesome to have another Pollock in my corner, you know, having a guy who, you know, you can make an instant connection with and just start to build a strong foundation of a relationship.
And he's got the New England roots. He likes that.
Yeah. You know, it's a small community in New England, especially in the baseball world. So anytime that you get a chance to run into a guy who's got family connections and ties back home is nice to find.
So what are some of the things he's worked with you? And I'm going to start with stealing bases.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it is having him give us the confidence to be able to run and learn the situations, and having that strong IQ of when to take a risk, when not to, which guys you can and can't run off. So having that information has been super valuable.
And defensively, of course, you've been all over the field. Defensively, he's the guy who sort of sets the defense.
Yeah, you know, that's another IQ thing. You know, he's done a really great job of understanding how to implement the numbers that he's given. So in terms of the way that the game is moving and the way that it's been, he's done a great job of balancing those things and letting us know where we need to be at what times, but also never taking away our instincts.
And he's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's great. He's always bringing some sort of life and laughter to all the guys here and making sure that we're having a good time and being able to play loose.
Yeah, and if he corrects you or teaches you, how is that? How does that work out?
It's good. You know, it's stern and it's the right way. So you know that you're taking something from him, and he's never going to let you off the hook too easy, which you don't want as a player, because any information that you can gain or learn is valuable, and that's just going to help you take your game to the next level.
Ah, beautiful. Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, Tony Watson joins us. Tony, Ron Wotus, of course, we call him the professor. You're the philosopher. What do you think about Ron Wotus?
Oh, I mean, Woe's obviously been around, been with this organization for a long time, and has seen it all. He's been a bench coach, a third base coach now, obviously, but one of those old school guys that loves talking to the game, and he's evolving with the game as it goes forward. And, you know, being in charge of the infield and the shifts that go into it now, I mean, you know, you think, you know, have, what's he been here, 26, 27 years, something like that? It's pretty amazing. So, you know, to think that, you know, it used to just be going out there and hitting fungos and working on the hands and stuff. And now, you watch this guy every pitch while we're out there. He's moving, guys. You know, every time you see Longoria go to the other side of second base, that's Woe moving him over there. And he's watching film, and he's, you know, reading the analytics. And he's also... What I think is one of his best traits is he goes off his own field too. I mean, he's seen a lot. He watches film. He sees what guys are trying to do with the bat and the instincts of his own playing career and what he's seen throughout his coaching career. Just to move guys over a step or two, and that's huge. It's the biggest difference between you know, maybe a ball in the gap and that's on the ground, and you know, getting a double play that gets us out of a big inning. So off the field, he's just tremendous. He's got a great personality. He's got great hair. So he's just a joy to be around, and a lot of fun in the clubhouse. So it's really enjoyed my 2 years here with him.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Marty Lurie here, Will Smith. Ron Wotus, when did you first meet him? What do you think?
Great guy. I love Woe. You know, first time I met him was my first spring, or actually when I got here at 16. You know, just a good baseball guy, good baseball lifer, knows the game, loves his players being successful. So yeah, I enjoy Woe a lot.
What's it like working with him? Now, he's in charge of the defense. You're a pitcher. You got to pitch a certain spot. What is his preparation like with you?
You know, every once in a while, you know, he's usually pretty prepared already. But every once in a while, he will come up to you and be like, hey, you know, how do you like to pitch this guy? And then I'll tell him, hey, you know, I usually attack this way. And he goes and uses that information to his benefit and uses it to have guys in the right places. You know, I feel like guys are always making plays behind me, and that boils down to Woe having them in the right place, too. So, yeah, a lot of good comes from the conversations we have.
Now, he runs spring training with the pitcher's fielding practice. I'm sure that's part of what you do.
Yeah, he runs PFPs. You know, he makes us get our work in, that's for sure. You know, he works with guys bunting, too. He's just an all-around, you know, really good coach to have on your staff, for sure.
Yeah, the bunt plays, you're right. The bunt plays are key, even for you.
Yeah, well, you know, when we have PFPs, you know, we do them our once a month or whatever. He'll be out there, you know, making sure everybody's got the right sign, knows where everybody's got to be. It's probably even harder for him because he knows where the third baseman, shortstop, second base, first base, pitcher, catcher, where everybody's got to be. So, yeah, you know, he makes his information easy to learn and easy to retain. So I love it. I love having him around.
Yeah, and he's funny.
He is pretty funny. Yeah, he's a funny guy for sure. He's got a great sense of humor.
All right, Will, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hi, Marty Lurie here, Pablo Sandoval. Ron Wotus. Pablo, what does he mean to you?
It means a lot, you know, having from so many years. He was a band coach and infield instructor. So, you know, I've been with him a lot of time working out. He gave me opportunity to play in the infield. And, you know, happy to work with him.
He's a good teacher. Well, what's his technique as a teacher? Does he yell at you? Does he hit you a million ground balls? What does he do?
I think so. It's a million ground balls, no matter what. He wants you to be perfect and do everything the right way. So, old school guy, that's the way he loves to do things.
And, of course, as a third base coach now, he's got a whole new job as third base coach.
You know, yeah, this is, you know, when you come from bench role to come to the field again. So you're doing a great job. You know, you need to know what the game, you need to realize when you're going to send guys in the right situation to pull the right signs. You know, he's been doing a great job.
So when you became a third baseman, I mean, you're a catcher, and now you're in the major leagues as a third baseman. So what does he tell you how to play third?
Catch the ball. It's one of the things, catch the ball, and don't be hurried to throw the first base. No one's faster than the ball. So it's one of the things that he told me, and I always keep with me.
And, of course, he does the shifts and, I guess, prepares for that.
Yeah. We always, every game, he passed the shift and to everyone in the infield and, you know, make sure we know where we're going to move.
All right, last thought, signals. He likes to give signals. Can you follow him, or is he too fast?
No, I can follow him. I have no problem to follow him. And, you know, it's one of the things that I love the game. If we don't... No, it's one of the things that I love from the game. So it can be verbal, but it can be sign off too, so that's good.
All right, a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Marty Lurie here, Jeff Samardzija. Ron Wotus, we call him the professor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ron Silver Fox. You know, Ronnie's great. He's been here the whole time I've been here, and he's just an outstanding man, and he's a great baseball coach, and I enjoy spending my time with him. And we get to have a nice relationship because, you know, I'm not an infielder, so we get to have more of a personal relationship and enjoy being with each other.
What does he bring to the game?
You know, a lot. What that's all that those guys from those winning staffs do, which is you know, just a winning attitude and a competitiveness. You know, that he comes to work every day and gives what he has every day, regardless of yesterday. And I think that's a really important characteristic in baseball, is to be the same guy every day and do your job. And Ronnie comes in here and he watches a ton of film, and he always has his infielders prepared and in the right spots. And you know, as a player under him, you know, you see that, and you know, it's a little bit easier to live with the results out there when you know the coach is doing everything he can to put the guys in the right spots.
And he's kind of a funny guy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Ronnie's great. You know, I'm not Italian, but we always joke about being Italian. So, you know, Ronnie's a lot of fun. We both share a passion for wine. And, you know, Ronnie jumps on me a lot. He's good. He's good at giving elbows and you know, and little jabs here and there.
Well, the funny thing is, a veteran like yourself, he can relate to, and also a kid who just comes up from the minor leagues.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, he's consistent. So it doesn't matter who you are. He, you know, he's going to go and do what he does best, and that's prepare. And then he communicates very well and understands. You know, it comes to me every game. We go over the signs. You know, even if they've been the same ones for 4 years. So you know, it's all good. And that's the type of professional he is. And you know, we got a group of those guys in a locker room full of those guys. You're going to win a lot of games.
All right, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Very good. Thank you. All right, Eddie Montague with us, former National League umpire. Let's talk about Ron Wotus, who you've seen for many years. Of course, you had him as an umpire as well when he was a bench coach. But what about Ron Wotus?
Oh, well, Ronnie's, let's see, I had him when he played with Pittsburgh for a little bit. And a matter of fact, I found the lineup card and I brought it to him. But another great student of the game. And you know what? When you have him on the show in the mornings on Sunday, it's great to listen to him. You know, between the two of you guys, the knowledge is fun to listen to. So, you know, I hope Ronnie stays around. I was hoping he might jump into that manager spot. I think he's well deserving of it, but a good guy, good friend. Yeah.
He knows the game and he's a teacher.
Yeah, he's another student of the game. And, you know, you watch him work with these guys in the infield and the young guys, and he does a great job with them.
Yeah. All right, so what about a chirper? Now, he's in the dugout, you're the umpire. Was Ronnie one of those guys who got on you at all?
He didn't get on me. I don't think he does that a lot. I see him out there. I've seen him a couple times in that coach's box, a little grumpy with a call or something, but he gets over it. And, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, it's a new day. The next day is a new day. So, but I don't remember him chirping too much when I was out there.
One thing I noticed about Ron Wotus, Eddie Montague with us, former National League umpire, is that when there's an interesting play, he likes talking to you and likes getting an understanding of why the play was called that way or a certain rule.
Yeah, he'll call me if something comes up and, you know, and we'll just go over the rule and stuff like that. So, you know, he's very, you know, he's, like I say, he's very knowledgeable and he's always learning. You know, Ronnie never stops learning. So
we call him the professor.
The professor. That's a good name for him.
All right, Eddie. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Marty.
All right, Marty Lurie here with Dave Greshner. Dave, we call him the professor, Ron Wotus.
You guys call him that. We call him Ronnie needs treatment in the training room.
What is it about Ron Wotus? And you've been around a long time. What does he bring to the game?
Oh, man, he's got a lot of knowledge, baseball knowledge. He's got great personality, too. You know, I think he can talk to the older guys. He can talk to the younger guys. And just what I see, like, he really cares about the game. Cares about the Giants, cares about winning. You see that every day when he shows up to the park.
And now you've been around a long time, and you prepare. You're here early as well. His preparation for me is amazing, how much tape he watches and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. He's always got his iPad running around now. I'm not sure he knows how to use it too well, but he's got it. Now, he's always doing stuff. He's just looking for an edge anyway to share with our players. He's super prepared. He knows the league real well. He knows how to coach these guys, and it's fun to watch.
People talk about his ability to relate to younger people as well. He's kind of a funny guy.
He's got jokes. I know my kids always want to joke when they see him. But, no, he's got a great personality. Likes to have fun, too. You know, this is a job. It's a tough business, but also can be lighthearted. And sometimes we need that. You know, a lot of stress going on. So he's real good with that.
All right, one last thought. If I said Ron Wotus, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Skinny calf. Yeah, you know, he hurt his Achilles way back when, and so we always get on him for it. But it's all in fun, and he knows it.
Dave, thank you so much.
You got it, Marty.
There you go. All right, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball. Greg Elliott, he is the head groundskeeper here at Oracle Park, and just a beautiful park. You don't see any funny designs or anything weird out here. It's all baseball. But you've had the unique opportunity to work with Ron Wotus as a bench coach, a third base coach for so many years. And we've talked about Woe as an instructor, a professor, a teacher, and all that. But you have another way of relating to him through your job.
I do, actually, and I think I've known him longer than you, Marty, 12 years with Ron. Started out as the bench coach with us and became the third base coach. My relationship with him is really strong. We're good communicators. We text often and just kind of get everything ready for the games, and he lets me know what he needs to have done.
What are some of the things you guys talk about? I call him the professor, you know, because he knows the rule book and he knows the ins and outs of how to field a ground ball. But you have that expertise here. What does he talk to you about?
He's pretty much the head of the complaint department. As the if the players have any issues with the infield, if there's any inconsistencies, he lets me know, but he does it in a positive way. So, you know, whenever you get constructive criticism from anybody, you always want it to be in a positive manner and with the understanding that you can make the repairs. And Ron's always been positive with me, a really hard worker. He's always out here. He's always doing the stuff for the players. You know, even like today, you know, three games left, and he's out working with, you know, Mauricio Dubon with his turns and just fielding the ball. It's important to him to set these guys up for the next level or the next challenge that they're going to have.
You have an interesting job, as I say. You got to get the dirt packed down in front of the plate. Is it a sinker ball pitcher? Is it big bouncers? And what was the infield guy? You have to have some interaction, I would imagine. And too much water on the infield or grow the grass higher?
It's usually grow the grass higher, water the infield more. We have tried to do some changes with the front of the plate, but in reality, what I've come to realize is that it's probably best to have the consistency throughout the entire time. So if you're getting a sinker baller, the third baseman knows what to expect regardless. If you start hardening it up, then they may have some issues. But it is interesting. We do get some interaction with players, but I prefer to go through Ron so he knows what to expect.
Yeah.
Some people like it firmer. Some people like it softer. Some people like more conditioner, different types of conditioners. All that runs through him.
All right. Great, great insight into Ron Wotus, working with Greg Elliott, the head groundskeeper here at Oracle. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marty. Right. Congratulations, Ron.
All right. More coming up on KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader. Marty Lurie here, Mauricio Dubon. Ron Wotus, when did you meet him? What does he mean to you?
I met him when I got called up and everything. I mean, watching the dance, he was a bench coach and everything, so I knew who he was. And so when I got here, he started working with me and everything. And I mean, he helped out so much. Him and Carl, I mean, been helping me out since I got here. And he's been a big part of my development. Right now, I feel I grew up more in a month than I did in 3 years.
Well, do you look at Woe and say, boy, almost like a father figure in a way, and he knows the game of baseball?
He knows the game of baseball a lot. He knows the game of baseball. He teaches a lot. He points out a lot of stuff that, as a young player, you don't see it because he's been doing this for so long. And now he does this, and now you see him like, oh, it makes sense why he does that, why he says that. So he's been helping me out a lot, and defensively and base running wise, and mentally too.
Yeah, base running, he's all over that, isn't he?
Yeah, he's all over that. Sometimes he slapped my hands, but no, he's a good teacher, good coach, good person. So, I mean, it's pretty cool to have him, have a person like that in your side.
Yeah, and plus defense, he sets the defense, and you're a big part of the defense with the shift.
Yeah, he trusts me. I trust him a lot too. So he tells me whenever you feel some, if you feel something, feel free to go and everything. Sometimes I do it. Sometimes I know the guys that come up that I play with when I was down, so I kind of know. And sometimes, I follow him. He's been doing this for so long. He got a 3-time gold glove here that I used to have a 2-glove, 1 gold glove. So he knows what he's doing. So trust him a lot.
And he's funny.
He's funny. Good guy. You don't want to piss him off, but he's a good guy.
Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you.